Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. You can get us at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get signed up for our email blasts that go out each day. And we'll put some things in your email box that'll, inform you about things you probably aren't going to hear in mainstream media, things that believers need to know and understand. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So important that we stay informed so we know how to fight the good fight. And it's really, really critical that believers are engaged in this process. And no one is going to be able to tell us why that's so important, more so than my guest. And he's going to be with us for this half hour and next half hour to unpack for us what I believe to be one of the most significant threats facing our nation today. And it is a godless, atheistic communism that is the CCP. I want to welcome Nathan Nansu of the Epoch Times. Nan, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Nan, I guess we need to begin this journey with you this morning by describing who are the CCP exactly. I mean, what is this entity referred to as the CCP? Can you tell us who they are?
Well, the CCP is the Chinese Communist Party. It was established in 1921. So this year was actually July 1st of this year was actually the 100 years anniversary of the establishment of CCP. When it was first established in China, it was considered a branch of a former Soviet Union's Communist Party. So it was established based on the funding from former Soviet Union. So basically, it's it's how he started. It was how he, and the movement started, the communist movement started in China 100 years ago. And now this is the party that's completely, like what you just mentioned, completely based on atheism. They don't believe anything that's above the human dimension, and they, and that's why if you look back in the past 20 years in the in relation between the West and China, we have enough trouble, poison food, poison toy. That's why.
Wait a minute. Did you say poison?
Yeah, poison food, poison toys that's imported from China, exported from China to the West, and that's why we out the trade negotiation, the intellectual property protection negotiation, all these negotiations never gone with anywhere because there's no moral value in that party. Why? Because in the Chinese Communist Party's regime system, there's no one above the government. The government is the maximum god.
Okay.
In that system.
Now let's can we back up for just a second? I appreciate, and I think it's important that we share what you were just talking about. One of the things that happened in the early days, what they refer to as the Cultural Revolution, and I'm actually involved in helping to promote Shenyun in the Bay Area on the KTRB, which is a station that I'm on over there. But if you could speak to the roughly 100. We're told there's about 100 million Chinese that were murdered, that were killed as the Chinese communists, Mao Zedong and the Chinese communists essentially took over the country. Can you speak to that and that persecution? Keeping in mind that this is an atheistic, godless regime that is in charge of China.
Yes, they have done whatever they want to do. Basically, there's no moral standard, and they never really concern the value of human life. Yes, it was true. It was estimated about 80 million to 100 million people die with unnatural cause after the CCP took over control of China in 1949. During the Great Leap, I'm not sure if people heard of the word Great Leap. That's at the end of the 50s and the early 60s that, you know, they have a Great Leap. Chairman Mao had an idea. They say, we're going to use 5 years to catch on UK in the economy and 10 years to catch up the United States, and then we're running, we're not walking, we're running to the communism. So that's the great plan. So, and which end up become a disaster, you know, the Chinese communist regime. Basically, they want every part of the nation to increase their production, either in agriculture or in industries, right? So it ended up, because there was no moral value there, so every level of official, they at the time they call it shooting the stars. What it means is they just say, oh, we made a huge amount of production, like the rice. We have a really super harvest, and then they reported more than every acre, they're going to have like more than 100,000 pounds of rice, right? That kind of unbelievable number. Now, the problem is in China, it's a government owns everything, right? So once you say, oh, you produce this much, you had a huge harvest, then you have to send all these production products to be collected by the government. Now, all these different level of officials, once they shooting all these, they're shooting the stars, and then they really have problems to look for all these rights to the central government. Now, so what they do, they send their they send the people to go to farmers' house. They take everything they have away, even the food for themselves. So that's how they will fulfill after they shooting the stars, right? They fulfill whatever they told the upper level government how much product they have.
Right.
So and then of course that 3 years more than 30 million, that's by Chinese Communist Party's own statistic, more than 30 million, which is probably a very low estimate.
Mm-hmm.
By their own estimate, more than 30 million people died in the late 50s and early 60s during the Great Leap.
Because they starved to death, right?
That's right.
They starved to death?
Well, yes. They starved to death. The actual cause of the death could vary. You know, there are a lot of people. Let's see, during those times, people eat everything. So there were horrible stories.
Sickness,
you know.
Right.
Yes.
Sickness and disease.
Sickness, disease, and there are people. I'm not sure. Some of the people people here will never imagine what people eat during those times, because
right.
There was absolutely no food nationwide, right? So there are people eat the tree leaves, and then after they finish eating all the tree leaves, some of the people eat the soils. They there are certain kind of a soil the people eat, and then after they eat, they cannot get a mouth, so they die of that. And
right.
there are horrible stories of people trade babies to eat, like you eat my family will eat yours, and that kind of story. It's a horrible, all kind of a horrible story during that 3 years. That's what happened in China under Chairman Mao. That's even before the Cultural Revolution. The Cultural Revolution is between 1966 and 1976. That 10 years was another disaster. A lot of people died. And but the main thing during the Cultural Revolution that happened is they destroy all the tradition. They say all the tradition need to be wiped out because they only want the communist culture. And think about what happened to today's Beijing's leader. Yeah. They are the generation during the Cultural Revolution. They are they are the boys, right? They are like teenager years,
right?
And so they are the generation. They are the first generation that's growing up without any traditional culture, and that's why you see from Xi Jinping and all the Beijing's leader right now, their generation, and moving forward, all the following generations of leaders, they didn't grow up with any traditional culture. So they are entirely grew up in this culture.
In this godless idea. All right, we're gonna run out of time if we've got to get to. Kind of moving forward to that, but folks, I wanted you to get, because it's so important, and Nan, thank you for that. It's so important to understand the evils of it, because next hour, George Barnett is going to talk to us about Americans that are embracing this Marxism because they have been fed absolute lies about what Marxism actually is and what it actually does to a country. And this is the perfect example of that. Talk to me now, and let's move forward to talk about the declaration of war on the West, and obviously that was in conjunction with while they were oppressing and spawning this evil upon the Chinese people there in China. At the same time, they were looking at world conquest. You mentioned they wanted to be caught up with the UK in 5 years, caught up with the US in 10. Obviously, none of those things worked out back then. But they're continuing that kind of warfare. And then many people are you know, running around saying, China is going to march. They're raising up a million man army. They're gonna march, you know, on down into the Middle East, what have you, everywhere that China touches. But they're going to bring this million man army, and they're going to use nuclear weapons and so on. You're saying, well, that is an option, but really their plan is something different than that, and we need to understand that plan.
Yes. China is next 30 years. Their plan is really to continue this unrestricted warfare. It's to destroy the economy in the West, while at the same time they build up a global economic system that's circling around.
So the goal that they have is to build up their global dominance, and that was part of the rope bridges and turf, and we'll get into that here in a moment, policy, and then to basically pull the rug out from underneath America on many of its major supplies, and it has a lot to do with our supply shortages, I would imagine. But we'll talk with Nan more about that. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to get into this. We come back, and then we're going to continue it in the next segment, next half hour as well. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. I know this segment's going to go very fast, but don't worry. We've got another whole half hour, and we're going to get through a lot of topic. China is perceived by much of the world as this advanced technological economy, a healthy economy. People might go over there and visit, and they're going to see all kinds of bells, buzzers, and whistles. 30% of a population that is estimated to be between 1.2 and 1.3 billion are in the range of the middle to upper class. That's 360 to 400 million people living in that country that are living in those conditions. But that means, folks, that there are between 750 and 900,000, three times the population, 2 to 3 times the population of the United States, that are literally living in swallows. Absolute poverty is where they're living, out in the completely undeveloped parts of China. Nan, talk to me. You were mentioning to me that you know, to get an understanding, if you go over there and you see the opulence of China and you think, well, they're taking great care of their people, Marxism must be working. What are two of the questions that you would ask people to ask individuals in that society?
A lot of people who went to China, who visit over there, everything looks, you know, fabulous. And the problem is they all stay in the city, right? And right. They really not going to the remote areas. They don't, they everything they see is whatever they want to show you, basically. Now, a lot of people say China has a capitalist market over there. People can do their private business. People can buy their own properties. And that now the problem is asking yourself two questions. Number one, do you think that your private property right is protected in China? Number two, do you think China really have a free market? Once you answer that two questions, you'll come to the answer yourself for if China has a true capitalist market.
All right, we'll be back with more with Nan Su, the war that China has declared on the world.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.